on the questions and recommendations raised by the delegations.
Thank you. Mr. Vice President, distinguished delegates, I will touch upon three main issues raised by several stakeholders and colleagues here today. That is the inclusion of minorities in and through education, language requirements in employment, and support for language learning by the state. Estonian publicly financed schools provide education in different languages, not only official state language. Russian language education is available in public and private schools at all levels, from primary school to university. This study year, there are 81 basic schools with the Russian or mixed Estonian and Russian language of instruction in Estonia. There are only 9 schools where no subject besides Estonian as a state language is taught in Estonian. Thus, if there are at least 10 representatives of whichever nationality, they are entitled to have education in their own language in the municipality of their permanent residence. In basic education, the choice of the language of instruction in a school is made by the owner of the school. It is compulsory in upper secondary education to complete at least 60% of the curriculum in Estonian. The purpose of this requirement is to facilitate better acquisition of Estonian language by people with a different native language, to ensure that they would be competitive in higher education, successful in labor market, and better integrated into Estonian society. The transition to partial Estonian language teaching and learning started in 2007. It took place step by step and ended in 2014. The results of the transition, the state exams and self-assessment of schools show that the level of academic knowledge has not decreased and the command of Estonian improves year by year as the result of the transition. An expert report carried out in 2014 concluded that according to formal indicators, the aim of the reform has been achieved. According to the recent statistics of the 15 best ranking schools in Estonia, 6 schools are Russian language schools. According to the recent OECD PISA test, the gap between Estonian language and Russian language schools in Estonia has begun to decrease. It is, of course, crucial that students would achieve a sufficient level of Estonian before the gymnasium studies already. Therefore, in line with the transition in upper secondary education, teaching and learning of Estonian in basic schools is supported by state measures such as financial support, teacher training, and curriculum development. The language immersion program of Estonia is very efficient in this regard. Approximately 50% of Russian language schools have joined it, and different studies indicate that students who have passed the language immersion program will reach command in 3 languages, Estonian, Russian, and English. And also, these students succeed in other subjects. The program has also proved efficient for newly arrived migrants. The children of refugees who started school in Estonia this autumn are able to express themselves in a simple Estonian language by now. We also note with satisfaction that Estonia has prepared the ratification of the UNESCO Convention Against Discrimination in Education. It will be discussed in the parliament in the nearest future. To continue with the language topic, besides formal education, Estonia also supports language learning for grown-ups. For all the people who successfully pass A2, B1, B2, or C1 level of Estonian language, for them the costs of the language studies are reimbursed. The state enables free language courses for the employees in public sector, for less integrated long-term inhabitants, and newly arrived migrants. E-learning options for levels 0 to A2 based on Russian or English are available free of charge. The options for free language learning are being further extended constantly. Also, the state finances Sunday schools for national minorities. As for the requirements for language proficiency in certain positions, it is important to emphasize that the requirements serve public interests to ensure that public services and information are available in Estonian language. The requirements for employment have been developed in cooperation with employers' organizations and take account of the requirements of professional standards. The requirements also are in accordance with the actual character of work. For example, the required proficiency for doctors or pharmacists is higher than for service staff lower. We also confirm that the punitive role of the Estonian language inspectorate has considerably decreased. A number of cases where inspectors needed to impose fines were decriminalized since 1st of January 2015. Non-sufficient command of state language is no longer an administrative offense. Language inspectors must provide adequate and realistic amount of time in the prescription for gaining the level of state language needed in a certain occupation. It also deserves mentioning that the inspectorate is flexible in practice and allows guaranteeing the necessary level of state language in an institution or business also by organizational means instead of demanding of the replacing of a person. For example, a doctor without a sufficient command in Estonian can be accompanied by a bilingual nurse. In 2015, no punishments were imposed by the language inspectorate. At the same time, the supportive role of the language inspectorate has increased. Since the 1st of July 2015, it supervises the applications of private companies who want to provide language courses. Thereby, the right to high-quality language studies is better guaranteed for the employees. These facts and examples show that the policies and measures undertaken in Estonia have had positive impact. Estonia will continue with its efforts. I thank you.